Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Jay. How may I assist you today?
And what company are you with?
This is customer support. We handle customer care for a variety of online vendors.
Well, I've got a bill here that I don't understand. And I need to know who charged me $69.97.
To better assist you on locating an account, may I get your zip code, please?
My zip code, my home zip code is 425, wait a minute, 48329. It's in Michigan.
Thank you for that. And your name?
Robert Bell.
Thank you for that. Now, I'm not pulling up an account under your name with the zip code 48329 with an account with us. Could the account have a different name or a zip code on there?
Well, the just says quality balance. Wait a minute. Quality balance sell of con or something like that. Com.
Well, could the account with us have a different name or a zip code on there, sir?
I have no idea. All I've got is what you sent me or what you've charged my account for.
Could I get the last four numbers of the card that you were showing the charge on to try and locate the account that way, please?
Yes, let's see. That's 7128, I think. Just a second.
Okay.
Okay, that would be these slips are so small print that I have a problem with my eyes. So just hang on just a second.
Okay.
Anything on that? 7128.
Thank you for that. I believe I've located an account, but it's got a Florida address on there for security purposes. Could you verify that address?
For what now?
It,
What
the
address?
account that I've located, it appears that it has a Florida address on there.
Well, there's a 41. I'm down in Florida right now, and it's 41 Marco Island, Marco Villa Drive on Marco Island.
Thank you for that. Now, I do show where you had received the Vibe watch and Vibe earpods from us during a trial. And at the end of the trial, I'm showing on the 3rd of April, you were charged $69.97 for the Vibe watch and $69.97 for the earpods you had received during the trial because you had not called in to cancel prior to the trial's end. You were charged the retail price for that product.
Well, that's not a very good deal there. My understanding was I was buying them for that, period. So whatever you're doing, that's not right. Because I don't even think that they the I didn't order. For instance, I realized that I did get. Let me see if I can find the slip on that. Let's see. It says $7.92. And that was for one, and I called back because whenever I was doing this on the computer, when the thing came out to me, it had something else on, pods or something, and I didn't order those. That just, I don't know how it got in with the mix. All I wanted was the watch, and it's not working, so she's getting ready to send it back, and I guess she already has pods with her iPhone, so we didn't order that. It says, I guess I don't do too well on the computer, but I definitely didn't order. So I will send those things back to you, and I want you to debit my card back.
Now, with the products that are at the time of purchase, would they give you the option to click on the continue proceed to checkout or scroll down to click on the no thank you, I decline button to have either accepted or declined the offer for that other product at the time of purchase?
I did not see that come up. Look, I'm 82 years old, and I did what the thing asked me to do, and this is what came out. So I want to return them.
Now, I do show that the fitness watches do help with tracking passive footsteps as well as heartbeat, with resting as well as sleeping heart rate, so that you can keep on top of those health goals to make sure that you're able to stay in shape to achieving those health goals that you might be wishing to keep. Now, what I can do off the prior charges, I'll be able to do 2 credits back of $24.49 that would credit back to the account within 3 to 5 business days.
Well, that's not good enough. I'm going to put in a request through the company that I'm dealing with here on Marco Island and see if they can get it expunged from my credit, because this is not right. It should be just a simple, straightforward thing to put in and order it. And I didn't even see the thing on I'm trying to remember why I went ahead and tried anyway, because it was, I don't know, it was kind of indicated that that's all I would pay, period. So,
well, let me ask
know.
My supervisor to see if there's anything else I can do off those charges. Hold on.
I appreciate it. I appreciate it very much.
Okay, sir, I do apologize about that. Wait, I did speak to my supervisor, and she did say this one time I'd be able to do a full refund back of both the $69.97 and $64.97 charges that you'll show crediting back to the account within 3 to 5 business days, and there won't be any future shipments or charges for either product.
Okay, well, how do I send them back?
Well, my supervisor said it this time that the warehouse is not able to accept a return on that product, and it would be yours to keep.
Okay. Well, I appreciate it. Now, thank you very much, and you have a great day.
Is there anything else I can assist you with today?
Not at the moment, but thank you again. I appreciate that. I'm getting ready to head back to Michigan, and That takes a load off my mind. Kind of short on cash. So, anyway, thank you.
And thank you for calling customer support, and have a good day. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye now.